This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am so honored and thrilled that you're here to share this time and space with us. I am really excited about the guest that's here with us today. Dee Mago is a really cool, inspirational, and loves to work in a topic that might be considered slightly risque or taboo. I cannot wait to dig into this conversation, and I'm going to drop little nuggets about what this might be about as we move forward. Dee, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. This is awesome.
Cannot wait to dig in. I'm going to share with everyone a little bit about you, and then we're just going to dive in. Sound good?
It's good.
Great. So you guys, Dee was born a rebel. She has been the disruptor of many concepts in business and personal life. Her mission is to be the catalyst in the fitness industry and to transform people's life by focusing on body, mind, and soul through exercise, nutrition, emotional healing, and other activities to help promote people to bring back more vitality, longevity, increase energy, and bringing their sexy back. Okay, so there's a little nugget drop about where we might go in this conversation. Dee's passion for physical health started to become stronger in 2012 after a few life-changing events. The only things that kept her sane and going were meditation, nutrition, physical health, and community. And this is one of the big reasons why I'm thrilled to have Dee on the show. Her passion for community and mine are very similar. And we're really excited to get into talking about different topics around health, wellness, and really honestly about being happy naked.
So, woohoo!
Right? Woohoo! I think this is such a great topic.
Ah, we're ready.
We're ready. Let's just dive in. So, you know, Dee, knowing that we're going to talk about some fun and, you know, blushing conversation for some people, what really led you into this movement? What was the catalyst that you decided that people need to fall in love with being naked? What does that mean for you?
Well, and more than what it means to me is what it means for people, right? Mm-hmm. And it is, people are not connected to their body. People do not like to see themselves naked. And I'm sure we all have heard at some point somebody saying that they don't want to have sex with the lights on, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because of that shame. If you're not happy in your body, right? So that's kind of where things get all twisted and, you know, get affected, you know, our emotions get affected, our mental health get affected, because ultimately we're not happy in our body. And why naked? It is because naked is not only about without clothing. It is vulnerability, right? Because when we can show naked in front of people, it doesn't mean that we're showing without clothing. It is basically we're showing ourselves raw, pure, who we are authentically and all that kind of stuff. And that's also the underlying meaning of being naked or being happy naked. It is about understanding that when we show up authentically, knowing and loving who we are, that is the true meaning of being happy naked. Mm-hmm. And I know people are not in that place. I would guess at least 80% of the population are not there yet. Men are women. I see it all the time. Unfortunately, it is a taboo topic because the different social medias and even ourselves have say, we keep telling ourselves, I'm happy where I am. I'm okay. I'm still taking, you know, prescription drugs for diabetes, high blood pressure. I might be prone to have cancer, all that kind of stuff. I'm happy in my body. That is not okay, right? Because unfortunately, you know, and there's all this different stereotyping of, you know, we cannot say fat anymore because it's insulting. Well, it's not about insulting people. It is about understanding where we are at. If we are, if you know, if someone is fat, it is fat. It's a fact. It's not an insult. It is something that we need to take care of, right? Because there is, you know, extra stuff that is not healthy in our body. And how we start and peel, like, you know, unveil all those things. But then we have, you know, Victoria's Secret. All girls are too skinny. Now we need to accept everybody on the spectrum, which, you know, it is a whole dilemma because yes, we gotta accept everybody, right? No discrimination, you know, everybody, it's, you know, it's who they are. It's another human being that we're dealing with. But ultimately, it comes to us. Do you really know that you are in a healthy place, physically, mentally, and spiritually? And if you're not, they all affect each other, of course. But if you're not speaking on the body right now, so if you're not happy in your body, most likely it's going to affect your mental health, your emotions, your personal growth, your business, your relationships with yourself and others, right? So that's kind of where I am having, I'm having a lot of issues with the media right now, with the fact that, oh, we need to accept everybody, right? And that, yes, we do, but we cannot accept ourselves being unhealthy because there's society, it is accepting us the way we are, you know? I hope it's all making sense of what I'm trying to get to, right?
Yeah, I really love what you're trying to bring forward here. It's and how I'm perceiving it, and of course the audience that's listening will perceive it in their own way, is acceptance is beautiful, but if it creates a lie within ourselves,
yeah,
it's not healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. So really looking at our own personal truth.
Yeah.
And determining if what we're being told or being, you know, fed is actually serving us to our highest
good. Exactly. Because this is the other part of it, right? So a number on the scale doesn't mean much. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it means some, right? Because if someone is 300 pounds, yes, that number on the scale means something, right?
Yes.
If we are on the, because it depends on the height and also many things, right? And but let's say average, we are within, you know, the 130 and 160 pounds. You know, I am, I think it's, I don't know in feet, but I think I'm 5'4", 5'6", something like that. So I'm 168 meters. So then it's okay to be within that. If someone like me, and I'm going to give myself as an example, because if someone like me, it is double the number on the scale, it's not okay. Right. So yes. So the number in the scale means something, but not always does, but we need to be fully aware of that as well. Because a muscular individual, a tall guy, for example, very muscular, it might weigh a lot, right? So at that point, well, you know what? The number on the scale might not mean much, because when we do the BMI, the body, what is that called? The body mass index, then of course, that person that is fully muscular and all that kind of stuff, it might show up that it's obese, and it's not, it's all full of muscles, right? And, but it, you know, it's all about putting things in perspective, because it's not all okay. It's not. And we need to start being realistic with that. And that's the issue I have with society right now, that we're like all accepting everything. Oh, we're so accepting. We're not discriminating. It's not about discrimination. Okay. And it is, yes, accepting where we are at that moment, but not being okay to be in that unhealthy place for the rest of your life.
Well, right? I think that's a beautiful way to it's again, accepting and kindness to others, but truth for yourself. If you find yourself in a place that you're unhealthy, and again, if I was my size and double my weight, again, it would be, is this living my best life? Am I as healthy as I can be? Am I knocking on a disease's door and I'm just, you know, keep cracking it open? Those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And really stepping into your journey. What led you to this work?
I think just life. My background is in IT. Mm-hmm. That's what I did for the longest time in my life when I was in Venezuela and here in Canada. And little by little, my passion started just rising as a result of just being, I wanted just to be, look good. I'm like, I want to be happy in my body, right? I want to look good. I have 3 kids. They're teenagers now. But it gets to a point that I don't want to be that mom that is going to say, and you know what, all the moms out there, if you take it personally, you might have to think about why.
The truth is hard to hear sometimes, right?
I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to say, right? You watch who are you taking it personally. Right. But anyway, so then, you know, 10 years later, your kids are 10 years, 15, and it's like I hear women saying, oh, this is all my baby weight. After 10 freaking years, it's not baby weight.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's another aspect of things, just looking at it. And I wanted to be the mom that is like, wow, my mom actually take care of her. They wouldn't know right now. Like my kids are teenagers. They have no clue of that stuff. But eventually when they become older and become moms and dads, right, they will be like, whoa, I understand now why my mom put some effort on feeling good with herself, right? And because it's a reflection. And I didn't want to be the mom that will tell my kids later on, I stopped my life because of you, and then being resentful because I made those choices to stop everything because of my kids, right? So there are different faces to that. So that's kind of where one of the things that happened in my mind. Then we look into the aspect of health. When I have my kids pretty young compared to North American women, and because my first child, I had it and I was 24. And then by the time I was 29, I already had 3 kids. So, but the thing is, every single pregnancy, I had a very, very good recovery. My pregnancies themselves were very, very good. I never gained extra weight. And I'm not saying that I was taking extra care or anything, because it's about lifestyle, which is the next level, right? Mm-hmm. Of what we're talking about here. Lifestyle is not about diet. It's not about, you know, becoming fanatic in the gym or anything like that. It is a lifestyle. And I think that's what happens in my case, right? I had a decent lifestyle because I have improved over the years. Right? Technology and science and studies and research keep giving us more information and giving us more room to improve. So I cannot tell you that 20 years ago, I knew it all. I knew what I knew culturally speaking based on my upbringing. Mm-hmm. And that's another key point. So everybody that is listening, it's just to start putting all these thoughts together, right? Because it's our upbringing, it's our culture, it is our lifestyle. And all those things affect our choices and our physical health, right? And mental and emotional, of course. But so that is something that I think definitely had a massive benefit during my pregnancies. Mm-hmm. Because as I said, I didn't gain a lot of weight. It was decent, you know? And by the time I delivered my babies, everything out in a month, between a month and 3 months, I was already back in what I was before, period. No, like, and that sort of thing, no massive efforts or anything like that. It was just allowing my body to come back to what it's supposed to be and just going back to my routine. Because of course, having newborns, and then as you have more babies, things get more complicated. And however, is still within my time frame and the busyness of being a mom of young kids allowed me to still creating the body I wanted to have. Mm-hmm. And there's another part to that, okay? And which is, I was married at that point. I'm not married anymore with that guy anyway. The dad of my kids. And but at that point, it was very, very important that every time I was, let's say, I would go and play beach volleyball with my friends, right? And then my ex and I will take turns. Now you go, you play with this week and I will play this other week. So that's another thing, right? Where it plays an important role. It is that support from the person that you are in if you're in a relationship, right? Because single parents comes with different challenges, which I also been there. And but at that point, it is also how being able to create a community that allows you to create that environment for yourself that you can say, you know what, can we take turns? So then I babysit your kids and then you do something and then I babysit you babysit mine. And then I can do my things. So that's now where, you know, it's being in a relationship, having that support and that understanding of what your needs are as an individual and your wants. And then also if that relationship partnership, it's not there, then how can we utilize our community, friends, siblings, something like that, in order to allow that to happen as well and not forgetting about ourselves? Because I know as moms, we have the tendency to forget about the world and forget about us, because we're taking care of the world. Mm-hmm. And it is a very nurturing role that we all take in many, many moments in our lives. And sometimes it goes for long extended period of times. And we are seeing that more often now with dads as well, right? So it's not moms as being nurturing and caring of the family. We're starting to see how dads are stepping in and start taking on that role as well. However, but they're still forgetting about themselves because they see it. You see the beer belly and all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh yeah, so it's definitely a two-sided. It's not just a female problem, or it's happening to us all in society. So you know what I am excited about is when people are given the opportunity to see the truth of their situation and they're willing to look at it. We're going to have somebody right now who's listening in this very moment going, yeah, I need to change. It might be that they want to start sleeping better. It might be that they want to start walking. They might, you know, whatever their scenario is. When you work with somebody, or maybe you've experienced in this in your own life, when you've got somebody who's like, I just don't know where to start. Yeah. Do you have any recommendations on how to start their own health movement?
Before I say that, I would like to clarify, right, that there is a lot of shame, okay? And shame, it is what stops us from asking for help, because we have shame about our choices. You know, I have even different examples that we all go through at some point in our life. And because of shame, we think that other people is judging us. Right? Which is what is stopping us from asking for help. And ultimately, as far as I can tell, very little people judge us. We're the only ones that are judging ourselves because of that shame. And so that is one thing. It is like, you know what? Move on, shake it off, right? Nobody's judging you. Nobody's looking, right?
They're too busy worrying about what they're doing.
No, exactly. So definitely that is one step where you like look at yourself and say, you know what, yes, this is all being me. It's all this shame and guilt because of the choices that it has been made over the 5 or 10 years, because this is not a 2-year thing normally. It is a result of between 5 to 10 years. That is what we are today, you know, all those 5 to 10 years that we have been working on. And health, they send you an invoice, right? And say, oh, You have not been taking care of yourself. No problem. Here's your receipt, diabetes. This is the other receipt, high blood pressure. This is the other one. Well, in worst case, cancer. Boom, right? Yeah. It is what it is, sadly. And so those, you know, remove that self-judgment, mm-hmm. thinking that everybody's judging you. And the other thing is definitely walking, going out, it is very, very important. Depends on where you are in your life. Mm-hmm. Going back to that person that is 300 pounds, yes, walking, it's probably the way to start. You know, somebody like you and me that tells me, I go for a walk, that's my exercise of the day. I said, no, it's not it, right? As simple as that. But that's not what they want to tell themselves, right? Because they're comfortable in that position of going out for a walk for 30 minutes a day. Yes, it is healthy. It is good. It's good for your mind. Definitely go get some fresh air. When we're looking to get to like when we're looking at longevity, vitality, and energy, no, right? We need to challenge our body. And that's kind of where, that's the other aspect to it, is what is the individual, when you ask for help, which will, that individual is going to be able to help you and provide support and help and advice within your lifestyle. Because that's the other thing, right? Someone, and I will speak about the people within my age and older, we don't have 2 hours a day, like when we were 20,
right,
to go to the gym and exercise every single day. That is not a reality. If we have people in our audience that are business owners, that is mostly the people that I work with, as you know, we don't have that time. We don't have the time to dedicate that much. So then the other part is we gotta be efficient and intentional with our exercise. Even if going out for a walk is the only thing that is available because it's the best thing that you know, right? Then you gotta do it with intention. It's not just go, you know, one day you just kind of just go for fresh air. But there is another time that you can say, you know what, I wanna elevate my heart rate. I want to feel that challenge. I want to go faster. I'm going to just do some push-ups in a bench or just go and do some lunges, five lunges, walk, five lunges, walk, something like that. So I add that challenge into what you're doing. So there are different points because we are all in different places in life. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that we're all willing to do different things to create a change or a transformation, because that's ultimately what happens. We transform, we start with the body, right? And then it's, and that creates, you know, involved nutrition, evolve that your emotions get, you know, more balanced. It means that your hormones are more balanced. It means that there's less brain fog, all those things. Or it can be something like you mentioned, sleep. Right? Just changing the sleep patterns. Immediately you have more energy and you're like, oh my God, I have more energy. What do I do with this? And then of course, the first thought that comes to your mind is I want to work more, right? Because that's what we do in North America. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you an example. I was talking to one of my uncles who recently moved to Spain. He was in Venezuela. Venezuela, it's horrible economic politics, everything, you name it. And there was no future for my young cousin. So my cousin is 18 or 19, something like that. So he never experienced freedom, period. Then my uncle, who is in his early 60s, decided to, you know, endure in this new adventure of being an immigrant. And he was sharing with me 2 days ago. It's like, it's so different. Mm-hmm. And they take time. They take 4 to 6 weeks of vacation. So they...
Incredible.
Yep. And they take 2-hour lunch, which includes napping. Okay. At the end of the day, he was saying, you walk and a whole street. There are coffee shops, there are bars full of people just sitting, relaxing, and talking to others. Because it's not that they're alone, because that's what will happen in North America. They will be alone just now, like just, or going home drinking wine. So it is the social aspect is I'm finished. So here we live to work. There, they're working to live. And that makes a big difference, right? Because when going back to the energy, which is why I'm sharing this example, it's like, oh my God, I have more energy. I'm going to work more. What about if, oh my God, you have more energy, enjoy life more. Because it's not about working more, which is what happens in North America. And this is it, and it doesn't really matter whether you're an employee or a business owner. It doesn't really matter because employees, they're being exploited right now as well, right? Because they're afraid that if they don't work overtime, they're going to lose their jobs. That's kind of what situation we're in the world right now, which is quite messed up. And how that's affecting our mental health. How is that affecting our emotions? How is that affecting the choices that we make for food? Right. And of course, the choices that we make when it comes to exercise as well, because it comes with, I don't have time to exercise. Well, what if I tell you that all you have to do, it is 5 minutes a day or 30 minutes a week? Everybody can do that. And it's possible. There's science that tells us that we can do that and it's going to give you results. Right.
It's incredible. And, you know, as we're ending our time here, I really want to just reiterate what you said. Do you want to live to work or work to live?
Mm-hmm.
That is such a powerful frame. And when you're comfortable, you need to level up.
Yeah.
When it's easy, maybe we need to look at, you know, those tips that you gave about I know a girlfriend that when her babies are in the bath, she does Pilates on the bathroom rug, right? Because she's like, they're contained doing the thing and she can't leave them alone. So instead of just sitting there, but yeah. What I love, and you shared that too so beautifully, your children might not see it or understand it right now, but they're learning your habits through your actions. And they mm-hmm. too will develop those. So, you know, for my girlfriend that's doing the Pilates and while their babies are in the tub, their children are realizing that if there's a will, there's a way. And you've
yes. shared
so many beautiful points. I know that you've offered for our amazing listeners to connect with you for a complimentary call to talk about how to work efficiently at home. And what's the best way for them to connect with you? And I'll share it in the show notes as well.
Well, definitely going to my website, nakedfit.online. It okay. can be a good way. However, you can find me at what I always say, if you look for me, you're going to find me. So you can, you know, and it's on Instagram, dmago_happynaked. I'm on Facebook as well under, you know, myself, dmago. Naked Fit, Happy Naked as well. There are two different pages for the book and for the fitness part on LinkedIn as well. I'm under dmago as well, I think. Yes, I'm looking at my
And not my to LinkedIn. Worry, for those of you that don't have a pen handy, we are going to have
all I know.
The show notes. So not to exactly. worry, they'll exactly. be able to find you.
You know, I'm sure if they search for dmago, they're going to find me.
You'll pop up.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know, my husband's like, I Googled you the other day. I was like, oh, and he's like, I was kind of surprised at how much stuff you're involved in. I was like,
yes.
Do you, yeah.
Yeah. I'm on YouTube. I'm doing my best at, you know, providing information and all that kind of stuff, right? Definitely.
Well, yeah. And Dee, thank you so much for being on the show. And we hope that this has inspired people to move into that wellness warrior position in their lives. We cannot thank you enough for being on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I'm always happy to share my view since I think it's not always the most politically accepted And you know what? I don't mind.
I love that though, you know, authentically you living in your truth, right?
Yeah.
You're an example of what you're showing and hoping to inspire in others. So thank you for being on the show. And those of you that'll listen, thank you so much for tuning in today. It has meant the world to us to be able to share these thought-provoking, hopefully action-inducing concepts with you. Do not hesitate to dig in and become a wellness warrior. You can find more information and resources at Your Holistic Earth to help support your journey. Come check us out over there. But always, thank you so much for sharing your time and space with us. Thanks again. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.